Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tet Amud Bet. This will be our penultimate podcast on Masechet Chulin, and the second of three in the last parak, Shiluach HaKein, continuing with our analysis of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird. Ve'ezu she'eno mezuman. The Mishnah gave examples of eino mezuman, for instance, geese and chickens that set up a nest out in the orchard. Rechiv Rabbi Shimon. Chad tani hadrisiot. In our Mishnah, we mentioned yone hadrisiot or hadrisiot, which are domesticated, and then therefore no shiluach applies. So chad tani hadrisiot. So the question is whether dalet or resh was first. Manatani hadrisiot al shem hurdus. The idea was that these were birds that Herod brought in, or mandatani hadrusiot ashem mekoman. They're from someplace near, maybe Rhodes. Amrav Kahana, l'didi chazian, I saw these birds, v'kaiman sheitzar dari v'fate mila. There are 16 rows occupying a mile wide stretch. V'have kara kiri kiri. They would call out kiri kiri, which means master, master in Greek, kyrios. Have chad minar delo have kari kiri kiri. One of them didn't call that out. Amra lachaveta. So the other bird said to it, suma, you blind, meaning foolish bird. Amri kiri kiri. And as he's saying, these are all devotees of Herod. Amra suma, amri kiri biri. I'm going to say kiri biri, which means the master is a slave. And this goes back to the rabbinic approach to Herod seeing him as a slave. Atshuva shachtua. So they brought this bird and shachted it. Hashi amra leuchadina milin milin sakadaitach elaim abimilin. They weren't miles long, but they were in that length. Okay, ofta impurim mishalech. The Mishnah said that if you have a non-kosher bird, then there's no shiluach. Minahani mili, what's the source? So it's like Amar Kraki, Kari Kam Tzipor Lefanecha. When it says Tzipor, Of, Mashpalan Ben Tahor Ben Tameh, if it said Of, then that would be either kind. Tzipor, Tahor Ashkechan Dikri Tzipor, Tameh Lo Ashkechan Dikri Tahor Tzipor. The word Tzipor always implies a Tahor bird, a kosher bird, and never alludes to a non-kosher bird. Let's see if that's true. Toshma Tavnit Kol Tzipor Kanav, the Torah prohibits us from making any image of any Tzipor Kanav. Marav Tzipor means Bein Tahor Bein Tameh, and Kanaf Chagavim. Tzipor means birds of any sort, and Kanaf means locusts. Lo, Tzipor is Tahor, Kanaf is Tameh v'Chagavim. Tzipor always applies to Tahor. Toshma, Chayav v'chol beima remes v'tzipor Kanaf. Again, this phrase, Tzipor Kanaf, in the psalm praising God's creation. Marav Tzipor Bein Tahor Bein Tameh, Kanaf Chagavim again. Lo, Tzipor Tahor, Kanaf Tameh v'Chagavim. Same answer. Toshma in the Teva called Tzipor Kol Kanaf, that he brought in birds of every feather. My love, Kenrakshin, and isn't it the way we just asked? Lo, Kenrakshin, like we already answered. We've got already a rhythm here. Toshma, V'yatavin Adamim, more like Tzipor Kol Kanaf. Go tell the birds of every wing. My love, Kenrakshin, and lo, Kenrakshin, and again, just like we asked, no, the answer is, as we answered, that it means that the Kanaf refers to Tameh and Chagavim. Toshma, on Pori Yidurein Tzipore Shmaya, in his branches the birds of heaven reside. Tzipore Shmaya Ikri, Tzipore Stamalo Ikri. These are hawks evidently, or eagles, but the answer is they're called Tzipore Shmaya, but not just Tzipor. Toshma, Kol Tzipor Tahora. You're allowed to eat every Tzipor Tahora. What does that imply? Michal Deika Tmeya. So there are Tziporim that are not Tahor. Lo, michla de'ika asura. It doesn't mean that. It means there are other tziporim you're not allowed to eat, but their species is tahor. Mahi, what's that? E trefa behediktiv. We already said, kol nevela utrefa lo yuchal. V'ibishchuta de mitzora. If you're talking about one of the birds of the mitzora that you slaughtered, it's a misefit ekranavke. You get that from the end of the pasuk, v'zeh lo tochlumehem. And we say, the rabot shchutat mitzora. This is what you may not eat of them, meaning of the kosher birds. That's when it was the bird that was not sent away, but the bird that's kept and slaughtered for the mitzora, purification ceremony in Vayikra Yudalid. And that's there to extend it. So the answer is the Ola Mishchuta de Metzora. That's what we're referring to. There's an asay of azeh asher lot, an asay of zelta, called Zipra Tochelu, and on lota say azeh lotochlu mehem. Vlogma v'treifa, so why don't you just say that it's a treifa? Lavala basay v'lotasay, do the same thing. The answer is, Davala me vinyana de shchutachtiv. That's talking about birds that you slaughtered, so therefore it has to be a bird that you slaughtered. You still can't eat, and that's the Metzora. Toshma, shtei tziporim chayot. In that ceremony, it says, two tziporim chayot. My chayot, what does that mean? Lav shechayot b'ficha, doesn't that mean things you can eat? Michal de'ika, lav shechayot b'ficha, there are tziporim you can't eat? Lo, my chayot, shechayin rashay v'rim shalayin. It means they have to be alive. Toshma, miseifa, tehorot, michal de'ika tmeot. It says, shtei tziporim chayot tehorot. So we've got the same problem. It implies that there's tziporim tmeot. Lo, michal de'ika trefot. Trefot mechayot nafke. You already got the mechayot that says it has to be living and able to live. So that goes back to our big machloket in the third para. Kanecha lemandar trefachaya. If you say that a trefa still could live, it just has a particular kind of wound, then I understand you need chayot and tohorot, meaning not trefot. Almandar trefa nechaya, but if you say a trefa can't live, then by definition, chayot already excludes trefa. Michael Amemar, V'od be'lamandar trefachaya be'lamandar enachaya. Either way, we're Tanur Rabbi Shmuel nafka. We're Tanur Rabbi Shmuel. Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar machshir machaber bifnim. We have a machshir which is dam, and a machaber which is a korban inside in the mikdash. V'nemar machshir machaber bachutz. We have a machshir which is the metzora birds, and the machaber which is the sa'ir lazazel bachutz. Ma machshir machaber bifnim. Asab o machshir ke machaber. The machshir and the machaper are alike. Af machshir machaper, mubachutz, asabo machshir ki machaper. Which means that there's already a lot of eating it. And more to our point, there's also a demand that it has to not be a balmum, just like the ser mishtaleach. And so therefore we already know that a trefa is out. So we don't need chayot and torot to knock that out. What is the tziporet is not to knock out tziporet shchutei de mitzora, because he said that we already know has to be a proper bird, but rather tziporet yir hanidachat. If you have a yir hanidachat, then those you cannot eat. Lamai ila shiluach v'omatar shalach l'takala. Obviously, there's no shiluach of that because you're not going to send it out, and then somebody else is going to trap it and eat it and violate eating from the yoni dachad el l'shchita. So Rav Amar l'mutay shlo zavegla acheret kodem shilucheha. No, it's saying that you should not, with the mitzora, you shouldn't put two groups together. Like if you have two mitzoraim, instead of getting four birds, get three birds. And then the two get shechted fine. Then you send one away together. Lamai ilishchita by a shiluach. El shiluach. That's what it means. Papa amar letziporim shechlifu b'avodazara. Dichtiv ayita cherem kamohu. Right? That if it got switched, the birds of avodazara. So komashata mahayah himenu kamohu. Anything. What's ayita cherem kamohu? Anything that you buy from it then takes on its status. So if you get birds that you bought with proceeds of avodah zarah, then they have that same status. Of course, it doesn't mean that that's a tzipor that you should send away, because you're going to send away and somebody else is going to be tripped up by eating it. Back to the killer bird. If it's already been convicted, you have to kill it. And you have to bring it there, as we saw in the previous podcast. It's referring to shchita. Okay. We saw at the end of the Mishnah that if you have a non-kosher bird sitting on kosher eggs, or vice versa, there's no shiluach. Get that by inan sipor v'leika, because we said sipor is only a kosher bird, and it's not a kosher bird, so I understand why there's no shiluach. But if you find a sipor, a kosher bird sitting on non-kosher eggs, why are you not chayvin shiluach? The answer is kerama av kahana tikachlach. That the eggs and the chicks you take for you, meaning something you could take for you to eat, not something you have to throw away because it's not kosher. Where did Rav Kana say that original thing? Aha, Tanya, aim trefa chayav shiluach. If the mother's a trefa, you have to do shiluach. But if rochim trefot, if the chicks are trefot, patur b'shiluach, there's no shiluach. But on the mirror of Kana, they were quite, tikach lecha v'lo l'kalecha. You take it for yourself and not for your dogs, because after all, if it is a trefa, if the ones you're going to eat are trefa, you have to throw them to the dogs. L'kalev tashlichunoto. Uvakishem trefa lefrochim, why don't we compare the mother to the efrochim and say, ma'efrochim trefot patur b'shiluach, afim trefa na'am patur b'shiluach. Why don't we say that just like if the chicks are treifot, you don't have to send the mother away. So if the mother is a treif, you don't have to send her away. So the answer is imkein sipor the mutei of tamei lamali. If that's the case, then what do I need sipor for of tamei to knock it out and tell me a hawk's no good? If treifas doesn't have to be sent, certainly a tamei doesn't have to be sent. Atanya im efrochin treifa chayav b'shiluach. If the we said im efrochin treifa, then you have to do shiluach. What does that mean? So it's not Amar Baya Hachikamar Efroch Sheiman Treifa. That's the way you should read it. If the mother's a treifa, chayav b'shiluach, as we just said. Bar Avoshaya Hoshit Yado Lekein Veshachat Miut Simanim. Let's say you reached your hand in and you shechted on one of the chicks, a part of a siman mahu. Since if you would leave it, it would become a treifa, and therefore the eggs are not the chick is something you can't eat if you would leave it. So by nilachavlo kavecha, and therefore you're pater from shiluach. Odilma came to be adol lemig mashchita, but you could finish shchita right now. Tikachlecha karina be, then it's called tikachlecha because it's up to you to make this kosher right now. B'chay b'shiluach, let's just take it. As we look at it at this moment, frozen in time, or do we look at your control? What if the mother is sitting on a shmata that's over the eggs? Or what if she has her wings underneath? Or what if there's wrecked eggs that are sitting on top of the chicks? What if there's two rows of eggs? Is the bottom row connected? You only want the bottom row. What if you have a male sitting on the eggs and then the female sitting on top of the male? Teku. And the question is, how much does she have to be right on top of the eggs? What happens if you have one bird sitting on eggs of another kind of bird, both kosher? Tassil betzei onama, or flip it. Rabbi Toshma, of tamei rabitzal betzei of tahor, tamei rabitzal betzei tamei patur mishiluach. So from the Mishnah that said that if one of them, either the eggs or the mother, is tamei, your patur, the implication is atahor v'tahor chayav. So then that means that if they're both tahor, even though they're not the same kind, you're chayav. And the answer is not necessarily, because we have this strange breed, the korei, like a partridge or something, that we said has unique habits, and maybe it means normally a bird has to be sitting on eggs of its own kind, but the korei may be cross kinds, and that leads us to korei korei zachar belozer machav chum potrim. That's the end of the mishnah. Ravah umay tamar belozer writers or belozer say yechayav at your degira degira, because the root ledager, which means to hatch. The korei sits on a bird, even though it didn't hatch it. That it's born there. So he says, therefore you see that that's kilu called the mother. It's only if the male is a korei. He says that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim agree that if you have a female partridge, then you're chayav. Because it goes from nest to nest and covers other birds. Pshita korei zachar tanan. That should be easy because the Mishnah says korei zachar. No, ma'u detemer rabbanon afilu korei nekeva patri. Maybe the rabbanon even exempted a female. Varitani zachar de'achakochot de Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe they picked zachar to show you how far Rabbi Eliezer is willing to go, that even a zachar is chayav. Kamash moran. V'yam Rabbi Eliezer machloket b'korei zachar v'zachar de'alma de'rakol patur. And on the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer said that the only machloket is about a male partridge, but any other male bird is certainly patur. Ah, again, pshita korei zachar tanan. Obviously, it's only a partridge. The answer is, ma'u detema Rabbi Eliezer, afilu zachar da'alma machayev. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer even would say any male is chayav. Hiding tani korei zachar. And the reason they picked korei zachar was to show you to show you how far the Rabbanan will go to exempt. We have a brayta that supports that exact read, that a regular male is patur, and Rabbi Eliezer only disagrees about a korei. Okay, we'll pause this point, and our final podcast, concluding Perek Shiluach HaKeren, Masechet Chulin, will follow. And everybody should have a wonderful day.